Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your closing bell for June 30th, 2025. So if you're watching this video, you're most likely looking to buy or refinance. So you're trying to figure out what's going on with these things and the whys behind it. Well, the good news is that's what I'm here for. My name is Dan Freo. I've been doing these videos where I've been doing mortgages for over 36 years. I'm actually federally licensed, so I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And we have a slogan, one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Well, let's get to that later part of this video. You're here for these, what's going on with these, and the whys behind it. So let's get over to it. Right now in the market, we saw mortgage rates kind of across the board. Didn't matter if it's a 30-year conventional loan, FHA, VA, other than ARMs, rates across the board were pretty much down. If you go over to the stock market, you had a complete rally there as well. We have the S&P just hit a record high, and the indices across the board are all in the green. So what's causing all this? Well, if you go to the headlines, well, President Trump is also on his war path against Federal Chairman Powell. That continues, and the Treasury market had a fantastic month last month because a lot of people weren't thinking and foreign investors were continuing to buy our bonds. And they are. And that's one of the things helping mortgage rates in the stock market today. So let's get over to what we can focus in on today so I can give you some direction on what's going on with these things over through here. So the economic news we have the rest of the week. Well, tomorrow we're going to get the JOLTS index. That gives us how many job openings there are. And also some manufacturing numbers. I don't think any of these are really going to come in off charts that would really move the markets tomorrow. So I'm not thinking that there's going to be any changes here. Then Wednesday we have the ADP payroll numbers. I don't think the markets are going to trade on that as either unless there's a big miss here. And look at the numbers last time. Last time ADP had, they thought 37,000 new jobs were going to be created. This time they're saying 105. Well, this thing could come in at 30 or it can come in at 200. Who knows when it comes to ADP? So we'll figure out that. We'll look at that when it comes on Wednesday. But if this is a market mover, I'm going to scratch my head because their numbers lately have been dismal. But then on Thursday, here's when we're going to get the data that we really need to fill in the void of what the Federal Reserve's monitoring. Okay, they want to see at this point, they want to see how the jobs market's doing. So on Thursday, we have basically, this numbers would have come out on Friday, but we have Independence Day on Friday. So what we're going to get is the unemployment rate. This is the main number that fills in the void of what the Federal Reserve has been monitoring lately. We're going to get initial jobless claims, average hour earnings, and a lot of information that's going to give us information on the jobs market. And that's very important because if the job market is staying steady as it is, well, the Federal Reserve might continue to sit back and say, well, we might not do anything, and that's going to drive President Trump crazy. But if you start seeing the unemployment rate kind of ticking up a little bit, that'll be the last catalyst for the Federal Reserve to come in and say, okay, guys, we're done. We'll start cutting rates. So that's what the markets are poised to watch. It might be a volatile week because a lot of traders might be out of town for the holiday weekend or the holiday that we have on Friday. So we're going to see how this goes. So tune in every day. And the best way to do this, if you're trying to figure out what's going on with these things over here, just watch my videos each morning, maybe 5 or 6 minutes, the morning, the opening bell and the closing bell, and you'll get all the information you need to figure out what's going on with these things over here. So that's the economic news we have for the week. Let's get over to here. Here's what the bond market did today. So you guys, to help you understand the bond market and where interest rates are going, if you don't have access to the MBS market, let's just say you can't come to my channel and you're just, you know, dabbling online, what you can do is focus in on where the 10-year treasury is going. Because the 10-year treasury will give you the direction on where mortgage rates are going. So people used to use this in the past and say, well, you took this rate here and you add 1.75 to it and that would be the 30-year fixed rate. It doesn't work that way anymore. Let's just figure that out. If you take 4.22, let's just say this is 4.25. Okay, to make it simple. You add 1.75 to that would be what? It would be 6%. If you go over to rates, where are rates at? 6.675% today. So they're a little bit elevated. We need that risk premium to start coming out of bond yields to help mortgage rates, you know, come down a little bit. But that's what we're seeing right there in the bond market. But we need to focus in on, if you're really focusing in on what's going on with mortgage rates, we have to watch the bond market when it comes to mortgages. So to do that, we focus in on over here. This is the MBS. This is a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. All you have to know is if this number goes up, mortgage rates are coming down. All these little blips right here, these are mortgage companies and lenders we use that are, if you see an orange blip there, that means they cut rates for the day. Yeah, banks have been cutting rates all day long today. Let's look at a two-day chart. Let's see where this is going. And again, what you have to understand, as this chart moves up, rates are coming down. So if a two-day chart, we're a little bit higher than where we were. let's go do a 5-day chart. Now, this is going to be hard because last week we're pinching off a couple days, but look at the charts that we're seeing right through here. So we created a new feature on our website. So if you're a current homeowner and you want to take advantage of, you know, rates coming down, or if you put in a contract now or you're in the process of getting a mortgage and you're locked in, what do you do if rates are coming down, down, and down? Or if you're locked in, how do you compare to see, you know, are there better options out there for me? Because when you're out there looking for a mortgage, you usually, most people get 2, 3, 4 different quotes. That's why we offered you here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to offer you 30 different quotes, but you're not here for this just yet. I want to get over to mortgage delinquencies. Now, it spiked, but you're going to hear a lot of the doom and gloomers come out saying, here, this is the beginning of it, folks. This is going to be the beginning of the 2008 crash once again. And you've probably heard that 400 times over the last 2 or 3 years. Let's actually dive into mortgage delinquencies and see how bad they really are. Could this possibly be the piece of the puzzle that's going to start really driving home prices down? Let's check it out and see what Diane Olick has to say over at CNBC.
All right, a new red flag in the housing market, mortgage delinquencies. It's a sign of bigger trouble ahead. That's the question this morning. Diana Olick joins us right now with more. Diana, good morning.
Good morning, Becky. Yeah, mortgage delinquencies are still historically low because home values have gone up so much in the last 5 years. But early this year, they began to rise just on FHA loans, which are generally used by lower income borrowers. But now we're seeing something new. In May, a significant jump in the early stage category of all delinquencies. That's 30 to 59 days past due. And according to a new report from VantageScore, they rose from 0.92% in April to 1.03% in May. Not huge, again, but an early indication of financial stress among borrowers. What's more concerning, though, is that these delinquencies were led by borrowers in the near prime, prime, and super prime segments. That is, the least risky borrowers with the highest credit scores. So that suggests that this short-term financial stress is possibly beginning to affect even them. And a separate report from ICE Mortgage Technology looking at overall delinquencies showed them rising 5.2% in May from May of last year, with the most serious delinquencies, those more than 90 days past due, up 14%. Again, delinquencies and foreclosures are still at very low levels. But as more consumers face financial challenges and as it gets harder to sell a home, which it is now, these numbers could get worse. Becky?
So here's what I want to show you guys. Here's the delinquency rate when it comes to mortgages. Now, this isn't FHA. This is kind of all of them. But what you have to understand, a lot of times what they'll do is they'll say, okay, this went up, you know, 14%. Well, if you start out at a really, really, really low number and it goes up 14%, it's still a really, really, really low number. So you didn't see these skyrocket like we've seen over here. So this is basically the history going back all the way to 1992. Here's where the delinquency rate was and is. Here's where we are today, folks. So if you go across here, let's just go, what is this, 1.7. We were 1.7. Right before COVID, we were 1.7 before COVID. If you go through here, we were 1.8 back in the 2000s. So look at where we normally are. Historically, we're about 2. So when you get down to here, it is only a headline that people want to use to say more, you know, foreclosures are skyrocketing. But if you really dive into the details, I always say, don't judge a book by its cover. If you really dive into the details, the foreclosure rates that are coming, it's nothing to be worried about, folks. So I feel for those out there that are in foreclosure. A lot of them might have even some leeway to sell those homes and get some equity out of it because of the rise in equity that we've seen. But the foreclosures are still historically at the lowest levels we've seen almost in history. So that's that part of it, and that's the truth behind it. So one last thing I want to give you guys is a public service announcement before you do anything, okay? Here's what I got to advise you of. Before you go out there and put in an application for your mortgage, I need you to do this, okay? This is what we call the opt-out pre-screen. So if you're looking for a mortgage, what's going to happen is when I or any company pulls your credit for a mortgage pre-approval or a mortgage refinance, what's going to happen is the credit agencies right over here, they're going to sell your financial data out to banks, brokers, and other lenders. So if you want to stop that data from being sold, this is your financial data, folks. Please go to optoutprescreener.com. You're going to scroll down here and click here to opt in. This is kind of like the do not call list. And the benefit of this is, well, this tried to get through legislation but was denied last year. It's now trying to go through Congress and the House right now to get this approved, because this is crazy. We've had clients that'll put in their application, we pull their credit, and they'll get calls from 30, 40, 50 other companies. We don't want that, nor do you. So if you don't want that to happen, just go to optoutprescreener.com. You can put yourself on that list so you will not get called by all these solicitors. Now on to who I am and what I do. So my name is Dan Frio. I've been doing this, folks, since 1989. Yeah, that's been a very long time. And you might be able to use my services or my expertise or my experiences to help you guys out if you're looking to buy or refinance. So I'm a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. That means I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And we do have a slogan here. One application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? That's kind of cool. Our bank is set up with 33 other lenders. Okay, so what are you looking for when you're out there trying to find, you know, if you're looking to buy a house or refinance? You're like, okay, well, I got to submit my application to 4, 5, 6 different places because I need all kind of different quotes. How about we just do the heavy lifting for you? Let us get up to 30 different quotes for you with one application and one credit pool. So just visit me at therateupdate.com. You can give us a call right through here. You can ask me a question right through here. You just hit Ask Dan. We did put in 2 new features in this. So if you're locked in and you're looking to buy a home or you're looking to refinance and you have maybe 3, 4 weeks at least until you close, let me review your loan estimate. We're going to look at your lock. We're going to look at the fees. Can we get you maybe a lower rate? Maybe lower fees? How do you find out? Well, just hit the loan estimate review button right here. What that's going to do is launch this. What you're going to do is just give me a little information about you and submit your loan estimate to me. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go through, analyze up to 30 different lenders, what kind of rates and fees we can get you. I'll do a personalized video, send it right back to you. So that's if you're looking for a current mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, I might have tools for you as well. If you click the refinance tool right here, how many times have you kind of tried to refinance and every time you go in, you start putting in the application, maybe you'll procrastinate and rates jump back up? Well, why don't you put the burden on me? Put your information in here and saying, Dan, I closed a year and a half ago. I have a $250,000 loan. My rate's 7.875. Just give me all the information. What rate do you want to refinance? So as soon as rates hit that price or that rate, I'll be reaching out to you to get your paperwork started, get you locked in, get you start saving some money. So that's what we do here at therateupdate.com, folks. I'd love to be able to help you if you're out there navigating home ownership by buying or refinancing. That didn't really make so much sense, but you know where I'm talking about, folks. So thanks so much for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic evening, folks. And if I can be of any assistance to you, feel free to reach out to us. We would love to help. Thanks for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic night. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.